number 10,962, Stephen K. and Ruth Van Hayes, west of County Road 600, St. Johnstown Road, approximately 0.55 miles south of Route 16 Beach Highway, a special use exception to place a multi-sectional manufactured home that is more than 5 years old.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Ruth Van Hayes, 9065 Clover Meadow.
Stephen Hayes, 9065 Clover Meadow.
You raise your right hand. You swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I affirm.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request?
Yes, we're looking for lenience on I moved from Alabama to help her parents who are getting older, and so they are right now in a rest home cottage. Their funds may be dwindling a little bit, so we was looking to put we purchased a double wide to put on some of the farmland that Popped owned, or still does own, and with the thought of them being able to maybe move in because of their dwindling funds. And so we looked around. Our funds are a little bit limited, and tried to find a good deal on it was a foreclosed home, and we, it's 8 weeks out of the 5 year limitation there, and it's in excellent condition. We have pictures of it. It's 2006. And like I said, it's 8 weeks, and it's got bedrooms and bathrooms on this end and the other end, so it would work for her parents. The house that is on the property now is sort of unlivable. The ceiling's sort of falling in, and the rainwater, there's, you know, buckets sitting.
We had to move them out.
So that's why they moved to the rest home and then to the cottage. They're in the cottage right now. But it may become a point where they're not able to, you know, care for themselves and need more assistance. And so we were looking to buy a place that we could afford that would house them. And so this place is a 2,100 square foot home. It's in excellent condition, as if you probably could go in and sweep the carpet, it would be like a model. It's like showroom condition. It's not an old dilapidated place. It would appear to be new. So that is basically what we're for. I have pictures of it if you'd like to see them.
You'd like to see them?
Yes, please.
Over here, please.
Hand them down there, sir. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're you're proposing to put this on a separate parcel. You're going to separate out of the 30 acres. Is that correct?
Yes, we. It's close to an acre,
one and a half acre.
See that?
And the reason for that is with the family, we didn't want to tie up a large amount of it in case we have to sell some of the property
to care for mom and dad.
To care for mom and pop.
The home that is in disrepair, is that the one shown on the survey that says existing two-story dwelling?
Yes.
Okay. And
thank you.
Okay.
We also hope to improve on the surroundings, and which we've already started doing, clearing old dwellings.
What type of base will be on this? Will it be skirting or a foundation?
It will be on a foundation
block
around it. In other words, they will come in and put pillar foundation, and then they will also, we're going to put block around it. We had went and got all the surveys and permits and appraisals for the well, the septic, the block work, the bank loan, and everything, and really didn't know of this rule until we went to get a building permit and found out that we were 8 weeks out. So we were trying to follow all the, you know, what we were told we were supposed to do. We're sort of novice. And
you found one more hoop to jump through, huh?
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
Oh, that's a nice looking home.
Mr. Wharton?
No.
Yes, sir. Mr. Mills?
I don't know, you know, I don't know why your proposed subdivision for the property is 170 feet. The minimum you need is 150, which you may want to consider for the future.
I'd say that again.
I see that the road frontage that you're allowing is 170 feet. It only has to be 150 feet, and I see you have 648, so you may want to consider how much of that road frontage you need, like I say, to subdivide in the future. You're going to need...
We had checked into that to make sure that we have the road frontage for any further dividing among the rest of the siblings. That was one of the concerns my brothers and sisters had.
Okay.
But that was cleared and with extra.
Okay.
I mean, there's...
I'm just saying, you only need 150 feet, so...
Right.
And you only need 3/4 acre.
Sir?
You only need 3/4 acre.
Oh, okay.
So, just so you're...
Okay.
So you later don't find out, daggone.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, based on the pictures that were presented, certainly it looks like a new unit that they're requesting to replace here. We didn't hear any testimony that it would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties, and the applicant testified that it would be an improvement, and they intend to improve the property further. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,962 with the stipulation that it be installed on a permanent foundation.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 10,962. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye. Aye, for the same reasons stated.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Aye, for the reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,962 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, just to be clear, that's with the stipulation. That's beyond the block foundation.
Yes, sir.
That's already in the presence.